This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. All right, welcome to episode 292. Later on, you'll hear a conversation with the B team. They're asking lots of questions. I hope you guys like these. We put these on here because I feel like as many calls as we take during the live show, when I get people on and they're on Zoom and they're on at night and they're just free to ask whatever, it happens. And they did. Mike, this one's a little more in the weeds, huh?
A little more, yeah.
Yeah, you guys all like this. Let's do new music first. At number 5 this week, we put Eric Church. He released the first album of his 3-part project. This one's called Heart. Here's a new song called Russian Roulette.
Messing up my head, playing a Russian roulette with the radio.
At number 4, Kaylee Hammock released her song Small Town Hypocrite, but it's a re-release, right?
Yep.
It has Chris Stapleton on it now.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I'm just a small town hypocrite. Swore we'd be running, running, running this town. But you're just running, running, running around. And I'm staring at
At number 3, Alan Jackson put out a new song called You'll Always Be My Baby.
But you'll always be my baby.
He wrote this for his daughter's wedding, and so new music. I think he's going to be on the radio show next week, huh?
Yep.
Yeah? I've only met him, twice. Once, it doesn't really count because it was a radio interview. He came in. Remember back in the day, Eddie?
Yeah, when he came in? Absolutely. Yeah. I won't forget that.
The other time I met him before that was on stage. I met him in
an
Las Vegas. It was an awards weekend, but it was one of those charity concerts.
Oh.
And he was playing, and I was going to go up and do something, and Jake Owen was after me. We were all up on stage together. I think Jake was sitting at a piano, and Alan Jackson had just finished his set, and I was like, hey, Mr. Jackson.
He goes, hey, how are you?
I said, hey, it's really nice to meet you. I'm Bobby. He goes, aren't you that guy on the radio? I was like,
he knew who you were.
I was like, yes, sir, yes, sir. He goes,
good to meet you too.
Made awesome. A few words, but that was the first time I met him. But he's got a song out this week. Brothers Osborne, they have a new song out called Younger Me.
Hey, younger me made it harder than it had to be. Trying hard to dodge my destiny.
And number 1 is Charlie Worsham. He has a new song out called Fist Through This Town.
I want to put my fist through this town. I ain't a fighter, but I knock it to the ground.
Love love Charlie Worsham. Number one this week. There are more new songs out. For example, Thomas Rhett put out Country again. These are honorable mentions. Mitchell Tenpenny put out a piano version of a song, Bucket List. Ashley McBride released Velvet Red. Chris Jansen released a dance mix of Waiting on Five.
What?
Is that true?
It's true.
A dance mix?
That he released, not someone else?
Dog.
He released, yes.
Crazy.
Can you find this?
I can try, yeah.
Wait, should it be on my phone?
It should be, yeah.
I'm like a... Or should it be on this little box?
Wait, why would it be on your phone?
Well, if he released it.
Oh, then it'll be on your streaming. I got you.
Yeah.
I thought like he texted it to you or something.
No, those days are over, Eddie.
So I should have it on my phone. He texts me every single he has.
Chris Jansen, Waiting on Five, Summer Jam Mix.
Okay, let's see. I want to hear unce on
me
this.
Me too. And if Dead Mouse isn't doing it, I quit.
He pulled it. He quickly regretted it.
Bluetooth's on. Let me turn Bluetooth off.
Here, I'll pull it up here in a second if you want.
Well, I wonder why mine's not playing. By the way, don't edit this, Mike. Let's just let people...
The hands
oh, here we go. Here
if
we
you're
go.
Wanting overtime, I'm sorry I'm sick. Waiting on five to start on six. Everybody watching that tick-tock tick.
Slower it goes... It just sounds like...
Sam Hunt.
Yeah, or a Dustin Lynch song.
Like Sam Hunt
it does. So it doesn't sound like unsa, unsa, unsa.
What's this? Is that dub? What is that drum sound?
I don't know.
There's a name for it. I don't know what it is, but when you put those drums in it, it just sounds like, yeah, Dustin Lynch or Sam Hunt.
Yeah, I was really hoping for like a Euro dance.
Sure.
That's new EPs or albums. Tim McGraw has released the deluxe edition of Here on Earth. And then Brian Kelly put out an EP from Florida Georgia Line, BK's Wave Pack. I haven't heard any of this. Have you?
I did listen to a little bit of it.
Curious? Is it good?
I mean, it kind of sounds like that dance beat into it.
Let me hear a song called
Beach Cowboy.
Beach Cowboy.
Come on.
Pull it up.
I'm curious to know, because he's not the lead singer of Florida Georgia Line.
No, that's why I wanted to listen to it.
Yeah.
I couldn't distinguish what his voice was until I listened to this.
It's like if Dan from Dan and Shay put out a record, but here's the difference. Dan produces all the... Dan is the brain, and Shay is the voice.
The voice.
Right? And Dan also sings great harmonies, but BK sings good harmonies, Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
I just don't think BK produces anything. Like Dan does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm curious to hear it. Go ahead.
Spicy margarita bartender, make it two for me and one
got
for
sound
senorita.
Effects.
I mean, okay.
Those sound effects just threw me off. That's it. It's pretty different.
It's fine, right?
I'm expecting a little yeah baby coming out.
Well, he doesn't do yeah baby.
I know
though.
That's Tyler.
Turn it up again. You can cut it. It's fine, right?
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. All right, Morgan Wallen breaks the silence, drops out of summer tours. He put a big note up. Did you guys see that?
Saw that.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Oh, was that response to fans? Like what?
I think
it wasn't random, right?
It wasn't random. I think it's him gradually putting himself back in the public eye. You notice he didn't do a message mm-hmm. with his mouth, a video. They wrote it out. Listen, rooting for him to come back. That his fans had put up a bunch of billboards, but his record was number one forever. I think it was just a response, a thank you, but he's not going to tour this summer. Chris Stapleton reschedules more dates on his All-American Roadshow. Hey Soul Sister by Train just went diamond, meaning it sold 10 million copies.
No, like still? Mm-hmm. Like still selling?
Yeah.
That's pretty rare for a hit that was, what, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, except it's a jam.
It's so good.
Hey, jams are eternal. Hey! Yeah, they don't get enough
really
respect.
Good.
Train doesn't get enough respect.
Train has like a lot of really good songs.
Meet Virginia, jam.
The best.
Pete Davidson to play Joey Ramone in the Netflix biopic.
Huh. Is it a biopic on the Ramones or just Joey?
I Slept with Joey Ramone. That's what it's called.
Huh.
Do you know the song?
Yeah,
that
of course.
Before, I want to be sedated.
Justin Bieber once intentionally lost his passport on purpose because he missed normalcy. I was reading another story about Bieber where... He said his bodyguard, he says, Mike.
Had to check his pulse?
Had to check his pulse when he was sleeping to make sure he was still alive because he was so...
He was doing
in
drugs?
In such a bad place, yeah.
Mm.
Crazy, huh?
Man, look at him now.
Oh, you wanted... Do we want to do this? I'll tell you what we're going to do. In the next episode, we're going to do this. I'm just going to do a little teaser of what we're going to do in the next episode.
Okay.
They say 15 songs from the 1970s you'll recognize by the first few notes.
Cool.
I think it's harder than you think.
Really?
Yeah. And this will be on the next episode. We'll put it in there. Play number one, Mike.
Black Sabbath?
Yes. I struggle with the song title.
Yeah, me too. The song, though, it's a wild guess. Do you know it?
I do, because I read it, but I think I would have struggled with it.
Yeah, I don't know if I know this song. Crazy Mary.
Paranoid. But I don't know that I would have bet on me to get that right. But we do know it. And we know, like, the vocal melody.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Okay, let's do one more. I want you to go out on one.
Okay.
Do number two, Mike. I did know this one. Go ahead.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Mississippi Mud.
No, you got so
Mississippi
close.
Mississippi Queen. Dang
Mississippi
it.
Queen. Don't you know what I mean?
Who is that, though?
Mountain.
That's definitely a one-hit wonder.
Mississippi Queen.
Man, that's Guitar Hero right there.
Don't you? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, that's right? Why I know it.
That's it. We'll do that on the next episode.
All right.
Hey, thank you guys for being here. We're going to get into the B-Team question and answer, FAQs. I hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you. All right. Welcome to the conversation with the B-Team. Everyone liked the first time we did this, so we decided to do it again. We've invited five listeners from the much-loved, I say that from my heart, B-Team Facebook page, and gave everyone the assignment of coming up with three questions. So you can ask me whatever you like. There are no rules. Well, no bad words, obviously, except you can't ask me to come to your house or anything like that. Like, you can't say, when COVID's over, will you come over and clean my toilet? Because I will not. Or don't take any clothes off, and I'm not taking any clothes off. I guess those are the only rules. That if you want to get on my OnlyFans, then I'll take my... I'm just kidding. Other than that, let's meet everybody. When I come to you, tell me how long you've been listening to The Bobby Bone Show. By the way, there's no wrong answer. Like, I'm just as excited about somebody who's been listening for 3 months as I am somebody who's been listening for 15 years. So there is no wrong answer here. Everyone has three questions prepared. We're going to check in. By the way, if you're... Do we upload this video?
We can.
Well, I don't know if we do, but I look... Here's what just happened. Caitlin got the second shot of the vaccine yesterday. She is terribly sick today. Just wiped out. Just chills, feels terrible, body aches. I got the second shot 2 days ago. Heck, I felt better from it. So I'm trying not to rub it in that I feel so good, and I'm trying to take care of her. And she fell asleep, so I hopped on the bike real quick to get a bike ride. And I hopped in the shower, and I still look like a mess because I'm sweaty. I got a shirt that's too big. I think I got, I'm still breathing hard. But I wanted to be here on time. We've already had to move this thing twice because of vaccine appointments that we thought we were having, and then it got moved. So I apologize to everybody. That being said, let's meet some people. Up first, Ashley from Oklahoma. Hi, Ashley.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can, Ashley. How long have you been a listener?
At least 7 years. I have a bad memory, but at least 7.
Are you like me where you really can't associate anything with years? Like, unless it was the
exactly.
Year. Yeah. If I didn't graduate high school that year or college or Arkansas didn't win the SEC West, I have no idea what year it happened.
Yeah. I've been a nurse for 7 years, and I know I've listened to you as long as I've been a nurse. So I went with that.
Well, thank you for being a part of this. You get to go first. What is the first question from your mind?
Okay, so I'm from Oklahoma, obviously. I know Caitlin's from Oklahoma. So you've always talked about, the possibility of maybe going to Arkansas and running for governor there. Well, now that Caitlin's got family in Oklahoma, what about the possibility of moving here to Oklahoma and running for governor here?
Well, I don't think people of Oklahoma would embrace me as their own, right? I think...
No, I would totally embrace you.
Well, you would.
Come on, bring it on.
I tell you who would. A few folks in Tulsa, because we're on there, we do pretty well in the ratings. Some folks in Oklahoma City. And then other than that, I don't think people give a crap. Where at least in Arkansas, like I'm one of them. Those are the people that I grew up alongside. And if I do end up, being in politics, I think that's why. I lived in Texas for 12 years, loved Austin, my favorite place to live, like as someone who made his own decisions for life. But I could never go back to Texas and do it because I'm not a Texan. Texas loves them some Texas. And I respect that. But as much as Texas influenced my life, as much as anywhere, I have to be a part of where I come from. I like to help people everywhere, but I wouldn't Oklahoma. I'm just now finding
a real love for Oklahoma because it was such a adversary of mine my whole life because we're right next door to each other and we competed in most things. And so, and I'm very jealous of OU football. And so, you know, there's that.
I was going to say, competed, you can use loosely.
We beat the crap out of you. In every sport but football, we beat the crap out of you guys. So I don't want to hear it. thank you, Ashley. How about Adrian from Toledo, Ohio? Adrian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
There she is. I am great. I like your glasses. They look a lot like mine. That's probably why I like them, because I like mine so much, so therefore I like yours. So tell me about you. You're from Toledo. How long have you been listening?
Yep, since about you guys moved to Nashville around 2013.
So about 8 years.
So it's been a while.
It is crazy that we have lived in Nashville 8 years. I remember moving here going, what am I doing? Going, I am risking my career and everybody else's career on the show to move to Nashville. I moved into a tiny apartment. I drove up by myself. I had no space in the car. And I drove up. I didn't even have room for my dog, Dusty. But my friend drove up like 3 days later with the dog. And what I remember most about that is Dusty had a little collar on that had a GPS. And so I could find him if he ever ran out of the yard at my house in Austin. And I remember going, hey, I can look and see exactly where they are driving by lining up Dusty's GPS. So I knew how far away they were at all times. I was basically stalking them as they drove from Austin, Texas to Nashville. So that was 8 years ago. Crazy. Well, Adrian, what is your question?
I was actually wondering, M2 started on this show about 4 years ago this summer. How was she actually brought on the show and what made her stand out?
She was brought onto the show because we needed someone in the digital world. Nada used to work with us and she left. And it was, we just needed someone out of necessity real quick. At first, it was, we were a very active social show. When it wasn't really, that really wasn't a thing. Like some shows were doing okay at it, but we were, you know, extremely Twitter, Instagram, everybody was on Facebook, but I didn't want to lose a beat. And Morgan knew her from working at our station in Kansas, and because she worked in Wichita at our station. But we never had the idea to hire her full time. It was just like, hey, who can do this job real quick? And so Rod, our boss, goes, well, there's Morgan. And I was like, wait, we already have a Morgan. That's not possible. We can't have two Morgans. That's going to be confusing for everybody. Because we already had Morgan One, who was our executive producer, who had moved up from the ranks. Because Morgan One was an intern. I spoke at her school. Mm-hmm. She came on as an intern. We have any money to pay her, so I hired her as my assistant for a while just so we could pay her and she could learn radio. She came on as an assistant producer. She moved up to executive producer. And then there was another Morgan in the building. And I was like, okay, come and do this for a couple of weeks. We're doing a search. And the more I searched, the more I found out that Morgan, number two, as she's known now, was better than anybody we were talking to. So out of necessity, we pulled her in the room real quick. And she also just got along with everybody. And that's a big part of it. So she had the skill set and she got along. And we were like, holy crap, we just accidentally upgraded in a way. And so there you have it. Morgan number two is a part of the show and has been a part of the show. And it feels like she's been with the show the whole time, right, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird to think of a time when she wasn't with the show. So that's the answer on that. But it was weird going, do we change one of their names? And nobody volunteered to have their name changed. And so I go, well, we'll just have Morgan 1 and Morgan 2. The weird thing is Morgan 1 still works with me. She was here, 2 hours ago at the house? We were doing an Eric Church album special. And Morgan number 2 works in my management team, which means she works with me on every project that I do. A little radio, but mostly outside of radio. We were lining up American Idol stuff for next week. And she was actually helping with this album release party as well. And so she was here, but when we go out to events, like Morgan number 1 and I flew down to Georgia a couple weeks ago and spoke. And everyone's like, are you Morgan? And she's like, yeah. They're like, you know, when you were on this, doing the skinny this morning, she's like, no. I'm the different Morgan. And it's funny how it's kind of shifted. It used to be, hey, are you Morgan? To Morgan number 2 when they met Morgan number 1. And now it's the opposite. So that's how, thank you for that question. That's good. I like that. I haven't really thought about that in a long time. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. She's doing a great job. Both Morgans are killing it.
I absolutely agree. It was hard for me to ask Morgan 1 to leave the show, because she was so valuable to what we were doing day to day.
Oh, yeah.
But she did, and she's killing it. And we have Scuba Steve, who is A+. So I think everybody won in that situation. Grace in Austin, Texas. Grace, how are you?
I'm so nervous, but I've been listening to you. My oldest is 26 and he was in second grade.
Wow.
So
wait, is that possible? Let me do the math here, Grace. Hold on. Some people have revisionist history and they think we've been on for 50 years. Hold on. Your oldest is 26. So he would be 8 in the second grade. So that would be 18 years. No, 20 years. Wait, I'm confused. He's 26. 18. Mike, help me out here.
I'm lost.
I forgot the numbers. He was 8 then.
It was like 2002.
Okay. So 18, 19 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. How long?
Yeah.
And I started in Austin in 2002. I mean, that almost works out to the day I started. I think you guys listened my first day.
The first show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. I hate being that old, but you are right. Okay, Grace, what do you have?
Okay, so if you were to win governor, and I say if, but I think your chances of winning governor are 100%, because the cards always fall in your way. They're always dealt in your favor. So, you know, I'm pretty sure you might win governor. Will you take any of your current employees with you, and why?
That's a good question. Amy, no, because she wouldn't want to move to Arkansas and work in politics. I mean, I'm closest to Amy. Or Eddie. I mean, Eddie, it's weird because they've always been 1A, 1 and 1A about who I'm closest to, but I think Caitlin and Amy are so close now, I don't have to be as close to Amy all the time because I know all this stuff. Like, I talk to Amy all the time and even after the show, but Caitlin hangs out with her and she's like, yeah, this happened to Amy. And I feel like when she talks to Caitlin, she's talking to me, but Eddie and I hang out all the time. But I think I'd still not take either one of them because they'd have their own things going. I wouldn't take a lunchbox. I mean, Morgan. Maybe Mike D would be the only one just because people have no idea the influence Mike D has on the entire show all the time. He only says like 2 words a week. And when you break it down, it's like, you know, a third of a word every day. Sometimes he just mumbles out half a word.
Yeah.
See, right there. He just did it.
That's my catchphrase.
Yeah.
Probably Mike D just because I don't trust Will and I depend on him really more than anybody else. Period. So probably Mike D. And if Mike D, you know, was like, hey, I don't know. We just work because Mike D loves to write and create and doesn't really love to say a whole lot. It takes people a minute to warm up to Mike to know he's a nice guy because at first I think he's going to kill them because he doesn't talk around them.
Yeah.
But see, but now Mike is the most lovable guy. It's crazy. And we have a similar dynamic in our engagements, relationships, in that Mike and his fiance and Caitlin and myself, we have the same kind of speaking arrangement where Caitlin's the talker. I don't say much. Mike's fiance is the talker. He doesn't say much. When you get Mike and I together sometimes, and we'll fly across the country 4 hours, maybe we'll talk to each other. But if we don't, that's okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe we have. And if we don't, that's just how we are. I don't have a lot to say when I'm not working. But probably Mike D and possibly Scuba Steve, possibly, because he's very organized. But other than that, I don't think anybody would want to, honestly. But love them, but I don't think so.
Oh, I would definitely would.
David in Gainesville, Florida. Welcome to the little meeting here. David, tell me how long you've been listening and tell me something about yourself.
Live in Gainesville, Florida. Probably been listening 5 or 6 years. Honestly, timeline at this point's insane. Probably 5, 6 years.
Hey, wearing a Pimp and Joy shirt right now. One of my favorites, the tie-dye Pimp and Joy shirt, which is pretty... which is pretty awesome.
I was trying to find hers, but, you know, we're in the middle of moving, so it kind of disappeared somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, what are you wearing on your head?
It is that.
Is that an alien? Are you an alien?
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Is that what it is? Yeah. All right. So, David, what's your question?
I know, like, a year or two ago, you had announced that you were investing in the Fan-Controlled Football League, and I know they had a season, but I never saw anything else about it from them.
They did, and so... I agreed to be an owner. Good question. I agreed to be an owner in the league. The league continued to get delayed for different reasons, and then because of COVID, and then they cut their teams down for the first season, and I was also starting to shoot Breaking Bobby Bones, so my schedules didn't line up with being in Vegas to own a team when because I was going to go out there every week for a few weeks and be on the road shooting. So I was like, hey, if you need to cut people, I'll step aside and come back for a later season. And they were like, okay, cool. So I think there were only four teams this past season. They came to me again a couple weeks ago, and they're like, hey, can you do season two? And honestly, I can't at this point. With Idol, with Breaking Bobby Bones, which starts May 31st, and hopefully we get a season two, with a couple of other shows, because I have a creator deal with BBC where I create TV shows. We have a couple shows that we're developing. And then obviously the radio show, which is my favorite. And also Caitlin, who I'm trying to have a bit of a balance with. I just kind of felt that was the bottom of the totem pole. As much as I wanted to do it, it wasn't a priority. So in the end, I was like, hey, I can't do this anymore. And they were like, cool, thank you. Let's check out again next season. So that's how we left it. We talked actually last week. And that's really cool. It was really cool to watch. But I just don't think I have the capacity for it. But thank you for that question, because I get that a lot. And I just really don't have the time on the air to talk about that, because I don't think that many people care. But enough care that I addressed it here. Nice. Tori in El Dorado, Kansas. Hi, Tori.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for saying El Dorado correctly.
You know, I have been there. And
when
I've been to a place, because Kansas holds a special spot in my heart, it's like the place I've never lived that I might love the most. Because without Kansas and without Wichita and the surrounding areas, our show just wouldn't be what it is now. Because I had to beg someone to put me on the air, my very first ever market, and pay for it all myself. But for them to take that risk on me, an absolutely unproven show. And then we would go twice a year and do shows. And I'm going to say this. I'm not releasing anything right now. But let me just say, because it does hold such a special place in my heart, I will be there this year.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say right now. That's all I'm going to say. But I will hold off
love
for
that.
Now. All right, Tori, what do you want to know?
Okay. So while I have your attention, I want to pick your brain a little bit about business. So my husband and I are in the process of transitioning into taking over the family business, which is his family. And he is very like big picture, has all the big goals, and I'm very detail oriented and like see all the steps it takes. So it's caused a little bit of conflict sometimes because I want to like, you know, work things out and he just sees the big picture. So I'm wondering, how can I best support him in his getting to those goals while also reining in the things it takes to get there?
Well, first, let me say checks and balances is the greatest, especially in a relationship, especially in business. Like, you need that person to check you. He needs that person to check him. The fact that you guys are a bit different is the best, especially if you're also in business together. That being said, the best thing is, Caitlin's taught this more to me than anybody else, was that if we don't agree on something, even if I don't agree with what you're saying or your opinion, I need to understand why you have that opinion and why you're saying that. Because most times in conflict, we aren't really understanding what the other person's saying or why they're saying it. So it's great that you guys are big and little picture. You got all the pictures covered. I think it's understand his position, where he's coming from, why he feels that way, even if you don't agree with it. If you can actually explain to him that you understand where he's coming from, but you still feel different, that helps me so much when she doesn't agree with me. And heck, most of the time she's right. So I think showing him that you understand where he's coming from and that he's being heard, and him the same with you, you don't have to agree. You won't always agree, but to have the understanding that at least you're talking the same language actually does help. At least it has with me. With us, it's funny you say that. Our checks and balances is work and like quality time together at home. Work-life balance. And I'm like, oh, work. She's like, no. Balance. And so whenever we don't agree on it, I'm like, I got to go out on a plane. I got to go do this. As long as I understand why she's saying what she's coming from, I still feel good about my decision to not agree with her. And her the same with me. So that would be the advice that I would give you. We have a similar system working over here. Just it's not both in work. It's just kind of work-life balance. I mean, Caitlin's always like, don't work. I don't give a crap. I'm like, well, then how am I supposed to pay for the house? She's like, we'll get a smaller house. Who cares? We don't. So, but it is an adjustment for sure. Okay, that was round one, Mike.
Yeah.
I feel good about round one. We're going to go through slightly faster on round two because we're going to run out of time because I talk too much. We're going to go back to Ashley in Oklahoma. Ashley in Oklahoma, welcome back. What is your second question? There you go.
Okay, you're a guy that likes to make big moments for people. What's the most memorable thing Caitlin's done for you?
What's the most memorable thing that she has done? I think, and there have been a lot of them, I think it's the detail she puts into things. I just think of one from my birthday when she spent like 2 months making a watch, you know, putting the state of Arkansas in the background of it, putting initials, making sure it fit like secretly. She's very detailed about things. Whenever I was going to shoot our first episode of Breaking Bobby Bones, we were going to go play basketball in the backyard the day before I left, and I was just excited to go shoot the show. I finally had my own show. But she's like, hold on a second. And I had to go fix something or something. She's like, will you fix this? So I go in the other room, and that's when everybody kind of ran through the backyard. And I walked back there, and there was like a surprise party, like a Breaking Bobby Bones. Hey, you're starting your show party. I had no idea. I'm hard to surprise. We played basketball and cornhole, and it was like real close friends. I think there were six of us. It was right in the middle of COVID, so it was small, but it's just the attention to detail about things. And it even surprising me with cooking. Like, I'll come home and she's cooked a meal. And why that's so important to me is I never had anybody cook for me my whole life. My mom didn't really cook. Nobody cooked. There were a lot of cereals for dinner. Or if it was cooking, it was Hamburger Helper or Manwich. Or it was, you know, free lunch at school, free breakfast at school. But sometimes she'll surprise me with like a meal that she knows I want. But it's little things. But it's consistency, and that to me is...
So she's very intentional. She's very intentional about those things that are important to you.
Yeah, like intentional in a way of she hits the foundational things more than like the shock and awe things, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I would say that. I could probably do a whole 40 minutes on that. Now I start thinking about getting emotional. all right. Ashley's asking all the Caitlin Oklahoma questions. I don't know if you're on Ashley's beat here, but she's definitely found her lane. Adrian.
I'm Team Caitlin all the way.
Yeah, me too most of the time. All right, Adrian in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, you talk a lot about wanting to have twins. So how serious are you and Caitlin about that, and what would you do to prepare?
Well, can you be serious?
Keep in mind, I'm also a twin mom.
Here's the thing, and here's why I would like twins. Because I would like to go like good basketball players out of high school. One and done. You have your pregnancy. You got your two kids. Put a bow on it. Wrap it up. Like, to me, that would be the appeal of twins. That same, yeah. Two kids, take care of them at the same time. It's crazy. I don't even know what that is, honestly. So it's hard for me to go, that would suck or that would be awesome. I have no idea. I have no idea about babies. But I have a couple idiot friends that had twins, and they do just fine, and they're idiots. So if my idiot friends can do it, I'm sure I can do it. I may not be great at it, but I'm sure I can handle it. And then it's just a pregnancy, two babies. But then she's like, do you know how big I'm going to be with twins? And I'm like, I don't care. Well, how are twins for you? Do you just have twins, or do you have any single, they're not dating?
Biologically, I just have twins.
And how was that for you?
I do have a stepdaughter that's 15, but... my twins are 5,
and
they were great. There's honestly nothing you can do to prepare for it.
What would be cool is if they came out at the same time. It's not push one, then push the other.
They're 2 minutes apart.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, what if they just came out 2 heads same time? Like, let me out of here, and then boom, that probably hurt.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would love it. I don't know the difference. I'd love it. We'd be done.
It's great. I didn't know the difference either.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
She has a lot of twins in her family. So, and it skipped the generation above her. So bring it. But I swear to you, if they're twin girls, I'm a cry. Give me a boy and a girl. Give me two boys. Don't give me two girls. What do you have?
I have two boys.
Okay. See, I'd be okay. You know what? I'd like a boy and a girl. If I'm doing fantasy life, they come out, it's a boy and a girl. No more. We're all good. The end. We'll see how that goes. Grace in Austin, Texas, you're back on. What do you have?
We love everyone on the show and how everyone brings their own little spice. We love LB and understand some dislike him. But to me, he seems real. And of course, I'm from Austin, so I might be a little biased. But lately, we don't hear from him as much. Can you elaborate as to why his role seems to be minimized on air?
Sure. I mean, I think... what he's gotten really good at is going out on the streets and doing big, hilarious segments. So the only thing he's not doing as much is talking about the news. So it's being very deliberate about, one, the real core battery is Amy and I, with Eddie and Lunchbox in different capacities. Eddie doesn't have a lot of bits where they're big bits. Like, there's really nothing dedicated to Eddie other than, I feel like Eddie's the funniest person that I can talk along with to have conversation, who is pretty positive, pretty upbeat, extremely witty. And so I use him in that capacity. And with Lunchbox, in the bits need to be about him because he demands that attention. And so Eddie and Lunchbox have been minimalized in different ways. Lunchbox doesn't hop in and comment along with things, and Eddie doesn't have huge bits that are dedicated to him. He's not on the street. He's not doing anything that's like hold your stomach hilarious. Amy has been elevated a bit, but Amy always rules. Like, Amy's just the best, and if I ever go down, either Amy gets the show or Amy doesn't want to do that show anymore, and she goes and does her own thing. I don't even know if Amy wants to do this much longer. Amy's always been the person that's like, hey, I'm going to quit in a couple years. You're cool with that, right? I'm like, hey, you do you. You know? I think this is how the show's going to shake out eventually. And like, Amy does her own night show. I'm saying if I'm ever out of here or the company fires me. I think Amy does her own syndicated show. I think Lunchbox goes and does sports in a local station somewhere. I don't know what the crap Eddie's going to do. I have no idea. I don't know. He can go shoot TV. He can, if contract situations are good, he can come along with me and, you know, be the guy I like to talk with. But that's what Eddie would do. Ray is just such a grinder. Ray can work for anybody at any time. People would be lucky to have him. I plan to just have Mike walk alongside me my whole life. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. Even if I retire at 65, Mike, hang out and make sure everything's going good for me. But I think, you know, as the show has gotten bigger, we have had to make sure there aren't 100 voices on at the same time and be a little more specific about roles. You know, you wouldn't see Kramer on Seinfeld, for the most part, just hanging out, shooting the crap with everybody. He comes in, dominates the scene, owns the room, boom, big laugh, out. But mostly it's Jerry, Elaine, and George. And George may be on more, but people know Kramer more from that show because of the places that he gets put. So I think that's a good question. I'm glad you asked it, but I don't think it's entirely accurate because in ways I think Lunchbox has been elevated. He doesn't have as much quantity, but he has more quality.
Gotcha. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that question. David from Gainesville, Florida, you are on the show. On the show. We're not doing the show. I automatically get into show mode, and I'm like, all right, we're doing the show. David in Gainesville, you're on.
So let me preface this with saying that we made a trip to New York and just happened to be when you were doing your book release, so we were able to come out to that.
Wow.
We're on Dancing with the Stars. I managed to get a ticket to come see the show, so I flew out to see that week three.
Wow.
Also, last year at the Strawberry Festival, I managed to get a front row ticket. So what would you say to someone significant other that thinks you're a little bit weird for being a super fan of a guy that's a dorky mirrorball champion, best-selling author, comedian, musician, radio guy that's also in the Country Radio Hall of Fame?
Here's the thing. Like, you could be – I have people that I think are super cool that other people don't think are super cool. And I'll be honest with you, not a lot of people think I'm super cool, so I appreciate that. Like, 100%, you're the one. You're like, and I'm so grateful of anybody that gives a crap about what I say or do. I think I represent a very small sliver of folks. And so I hope that I represent you and others that come from situations and think like me well. But I would say to your wife, you want me to go look at these naked girls on Instagram? Well, who do you want me to be a fan of? Of all the people I can be a fan of, I've picked a pretty nerdy guy who doesn't get in any trouble. Like, you want to? I could be watching stuff on my computer at 2 a.m. I could be on OnlyFans account. I could be doing all kinds of stuff. I would just say that because, again, it ain't that cool to even be my friend. And the fact that you are, I'm very grateful. You know what I'm going to do, David? Listen, I had no idea. And it's funny you mentioned Dancing with the Stars. I was just going through my closet, and I have a bunch of stuff that I took from that show. Either I wore one episode, or I'm going to get your email address. And I'm going to sign like a pair of shoes that I wore on that show. I didn't know you were out there. And I'm going to mail them to you.
What?
So.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that's awesome. I can't believe that you flew out there. Like, I'm so honored. And Mike's going to get your info after this. He'll email you. And I'm going to, and you know what? If I need to write your wife a note, I will. And I'll be like, hey, lay off. Let the guy like a nerd.
She's listening right now. She's hiding over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? So, David, I'm going to do that. And actually, I'm grateful that I get to do that. So, thank you for that question. But also, it's a weird question. It's a weird question to ask. Hey, how do I explain to somebody that I like an idiot? And I'm like, who's the idiot? Well, it's you. And I'm like, oh, crap.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com. Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about the incredible work that's being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. Families do not have to worry about a thing. Treatment is covered, travel, housing, food. And when you're a family that's going through this, like imagine you're a parent, your kid gets cancer. You need to focus on that child. You don't need to be worrying about other things. And financial stuff can get really stressful. St. Jude covers it. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment. And when you sign up for just $19 a month, you're going to get the new This Shirt Saves Lives tee. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
All right, next up, Tori in Kansas. Question number two.
Okay, so piggybacking off of babies, I have been married for 2 years, and we have been trying to get pregnant for about 18 months, the majority of that being through COVID. So we have kind of an infertility journey going on. And it's been a little rough. And lately, I have been feeling kind of called to share our journey on social media. It helps me process things. And I also, you know, I spend time watching other people's stories. So I feel like it would make, if I can make other people not feel so alone, that would be good. But I'm a perfectionist and it scares me to do something I'm not really good at. So what would be your best advice to somebody who feels like they need to take a new opportunity but doesn't feel 100% confident?
I just don't think we're ever 100% confident in anything we really want. I mean, anything I've ever pursued, like with all of me, I'm not 100% confident. Heck, I'm self-conscious about it. I'm self-conscious that people aren't going to think I'm good at it. I'm self-conscious that I'm not going to be good at it. I'm self-conscious that I'm not good at it already. But you just don't get good at stuff that you care about unless you're not good at it at first. Even people that grow up and they're really good athletes, there's a stage in life where people around you start to get as good as you. And it could be high school, it could be college, it could be the pros. But you have to commit. And you have to commit to not always doing it right, because that's when you learn how to do it right. So, I mean, my only advice for you in this situation or any other situation where you're like, man, I'm not that good at this, I don't know if I can do it. You're not supposed to be good at it when you start. You're not. You're just not. That's not how life works. You're not supposed to be good at stuff. And if you are good at it when you start, think of how great you can be if you get uncomfortable and try to get better. So I commend you for trying something new, but if you were to give up and be like, oh, I'm not good at this, I should stop, then you didn't really want it that bad anyway. So keep pushing. You're supposed to suck at it. I wrote a whole book on it called Fail Until You Don't. You're supposed to fail. You learn.
I know.
It's like school, kindergarten through 12th grade. When you first learn something, you know, you're bad at it. You're bad at math. You're bad at multiplication. You're bad at division. You're bad at algebra. Until it clicks at some point, or it doesn't. It never did for me. I tried. I sucked at it. And then I realized this is not for me. So you're supposed to not be good at stuff at first, especially stuff you care about. That's why you work hard at it. That's why it's not just a job. That's why it's a passion. So keep pushing. It's okay to, I know it's not glamorous or fun, but it's okay to fail, because at least you're learning something. So I'm proud of you. Crickets. All right. I give a great motivational speech, Mike, and I give crickets. All right, let's go.
Thank you.
Round number three. This one will be a bit quicker. This will be kind of a speed round. Let's go back to Ashley in Oklahoma. Ashley, go ahead.
All right, Bobby. Somebody's given you 30 seconds during a Super Bowl ad to do whatever you want, say whatever you want. I'm hoping you're going to navigate away from the obvious, you know, self-promotion here. What would you tell people or say or do if you had 30 seconds to basically address the millions and millions of people that watch the Super Bowl?
Dang, that's a good question. I mean, usually I just fire off words until I figure out an answer. I just start talking like Michael Scott, and then it all comes together at the end, or it doesn't. I never thought about that. If someone said you have 30 seconds, what would you do on the Super Bowl? Well, this is kind of like the genie question. You ask a genie for more wishes if you got 3 wishes. I'd probably go, okay, everybody, I know you're watching this. I got something big to say on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. And then I'd have like more than 30 seconds to lay out what I really cared about. But I don't know if at 30 seconds, I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat, because that's cheating. And that's something I would do, is find a way around the system. If you had 30 seconds, Mike, what would you do?
I would have a commercial that messes with the TV so that everybody thinks something is wrong with it.
Oh, you just screw with people, Andy Kaufman style. I think what I would do is dial in on my school that I grew up, because it struggles, and go, all right, this is Mount Pine High School. Here's the football uniforms. Well, they didn't have any. They do now. But look at all of this that we can't afford. And I'd probably be selfish, but want to help out where I come from. And I'd go, hey, I just donated a bunch for instruments. The band can't afford instruments. I'd probably do something about that and help the people from where I can't help everybody, but if I'm being selfish about it, I'd probably help where I come from and go, hey, this is a town that is full, it's still in poverty. A lot of these people live in poverty. These are my people. Can you guys help out? That's probably what I would do. Or I would just find one story and be like, this guy needs a kidney. Like, let's go. Let's match it up. It wouldn't be some crazy overarching message, because I believe going, hey, look at all this that you can do. It's like if you have 2 quarterbacks in the NFL, you don't really have a quarterback. You just have 2 guys that are okay. If you have 1 starting quarterback to lead the team, that's good. I'd probably dial in on something more so than being, hey, here's an organization that you can help. Because I don't think people are moved that much by wide messages. If you ask me tomorrow, I might say something different. But I think right now that's what I'm going to settle with. I'd take people home and show them Mountain Pine, Arkansas in 30 seconds and ask if they could help rebuild that school in town. There you go. But I'd also say, don't spend any money in Oklahoma, because I've had enough.
No, we need it. Bring it on.
Ashley, thank you. That's a great question. Adrian in Toledo, Ohio. You're up. Last question.
Yeah. I'm a big promoter of Pimp and Joy and the Shop Forward. And my kids absolutely love the Raging Kidiots. They always see me in Be Kind pullovers that I'm always wearing. And Be Nice is their favorite song. Have you ever thought of having the Shop Forward make a Be Nice shirt for children and then a Nice shirt for adults?
I haven't. And Shop Forward is an overarching brand that my friend Mary has, but we actually have a company called Can't See Apparel. And we do Pimp and Joy with her through Shop Forward, and we don't keep any of the money. Can't See Apparel is a charity based too, but it's a little different because they're my organization specifically. Pimp and Joy is kind of an overarching show thing. We're like, we work with kids who can't afford eyeglasses. We work with like the Burlsworth Foundation in Arkansas, which helps kids like me that couldn't afford. I'm very selfish in my charities, Mike. I always just try to get back to me. Yeah, yeah. You know, something in therapy I found a long time ago. I'm just always like, all right, how can I get back to me in the past? I want to get in a time machine and help kids who don't have shoes and glasses and food. But in the end, it's just me. I wrote on my first book, I just should give to like bird watching or something, so I never feel guilty about charity. Because I don't give a crap about birds. But I haven't thought of Be Nice. I haven't thought about that Kid Gets album in months until we have a drawer at home, at work, has like 200 Raging Kid Gets albums. I saw it yesterday for the first time. Do you ever seen those?
I have seen those in there.
We should give those away to people. I haven't, though. But I encourage you guys to check out the Shop Forward and check out Can't See Apparel, which is our kind of side brand that does the same thing but goes to some smaller organizations. Thank you for your question. You've been fantastic. Grace in Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
You are final question.
Okay. If you could start all over again, what would you do differently? And how big is your house?
Well, the house is big these days. I'm kind of going through an identity crisis right now because I have achieved at this point in my life a good amount of success to where like I know the person that I am, but now people just offer me money to do all kinds of dumb things. They're just like, hey, will you put your voice on this? We'll give you some thousands. And I'm like, what? And it's crazy. So the house is big. I'm going to say that. The house is actually really big. But you wouldn't know it driving by. But I factor in this guest house where we work out of into that mix. But I would say the house is big. Would you, Mike?
I would agree.
Yeah. Square footage, I don't know, somewhere over 1,000 square feet. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I'm just torn all the time. Because I know who I am, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to mislead people. And for a while, I thought, what if I just don't show the inside of my house? Or what if I just don't show? And I was like, I don't want to lie to people. I don't want to say that I'm not friends with Jake Owen or Keith Urban. But I also don't want to be like, look, I'm friends with Jake Owen and Keith Urban. I'm just always trying to balance that line. And I'm right most of the time, but sometimes I still screw up. And I try to represent the people I've always represented. But also, like, I see ways now that people like me growing up get screwed over. Like, I think that's the best thing about me running for office is I've climbed out of that. But the best thing about it is I understand now how my people are getting taken advantage of because I was getting taken advantage of. And I've been blessed enough to be where I am now and see how the system is holding people down. Did she ask that, or she's asking how big the house was?
She asked how big the house was.
Well, okay, I've started on a whole different, but I think that to me is what motivates me more than anything politically, is I've seen how people are screwed over now. It's a weird, weird identity crisis I'm going through. What was the other part of the question, Mike? How big's your house, and what else?
If you could start all over again, what would you do differently?
Like we robbed the store with Lunchbox that time. He went to jail, but it's a terrible mistake, but it led us. Okay, I know it. We'd still rob the store. I'd still do all that stuff. I just wouldn't get fined $1 million by the FCC because that did nothing for me personally or my career. If anything, it made me scared forever. I would take that back. We would not play that clip. Would not get fined $1 million by the FCC. Would not be talking to attorneys forever. Would not be thinking we were getting fired. I would eliminate that. Thank you. Oof, that brings back bad memories, man. David in Gainesville, Florida. You're on the show. Why do I keep doing that? David in Gainesville, Florida. Final question.
So with Breaking Bobby Bones, I guess it's kind of a two-part question. What is the most fun thing you've done with that? And what's your favorite place that you've been to?
The most fun was And I believe this episode will air on July 4th, which, by the way, the show starts May 31st. But I went and I believe he's the captain or one of the main players. I know he's a starter on the U.S. Olympic Paralympic hockey team. He served. He went over. A bomb blew his legs off. He'd never played hockey in his life, but he was having some serious depression. He learned about sled hockey. You know, he can't stand up and skate because he doesn't have legs, but he can get in a sled and play sled hockey. And he and the U.S. team went and beat Canada in the Olympics. They beat everybody, but they won a gold medal. And I went and competed against them. I've never played hockey. I never played sled hockey. I didn't even really know the rules. So I had to spend a day learning the rules, and I was terrible at it, and they beat the crap out of me because they did not want to see me on TV doing well at this. And I get it. But to learn his story and how he came up, and then for me also to compete on that show at a sport, I love sports, that's probably the most fun. I was probably the most hurt after that one. That one or the tree climbing one. And then the coolest place I went was I went to the Grand Canyon. I'd never seen it before. We never went on a vacation as a kid. I didn't start going places until I was an adult. And I never thought I'm just going to drive out to the Grand Canyon, but going out there was crazy to see that. You think it's huge because you see it on TV, then you go look in it, and you're like, wow, this is amazing. And there are no rails on a lot of that stuff. You can just fall off. So you ever been to the Grand Canyon, Mike?
No.
You'd be amazed by it. It was also the worst episode. I had to hang 4,000 feet over that thing on a rope, which I believe is the first episode. The worst episode, the first episode. And that's how they won it. So, yeah, and I can't wait for you guys to see the show. Tori, final question, El Dorado, Kansas. You're on.
Okay, well, first, I just want to say thank you so much. I think it's so cool that you involve your fans this way. And I have been listening for, like, 8 years, but my friend Casey just added me to the B-Team group, like, 2 weeks ago. So I'm seriously in shock that I'm doing this. But my last question is that, like, I kind of forgot that I made the comment. And then when you messaged me, I was like, who is this Mike guy messaging me? So, anyway, I just want to say it's been so cool to watch you and Caitlin's relationship develop and your, love story happen. And I just want to know, what's the thing you're looking most forward to in marriage and starting a family?
I mean, I think starting a family, right? I mean, probably that, but I'm also looking forward, and we already have it, but I know it's because everybody keeps telling me it's going to feel different. I'm sure a lot of you amazing folks here on this little screen can tell me the same, that once you're married, I think it just feels different. I'm assuming it just feels different after that. It feels like more official, like no way's going anywhere. Like I have crazy abandonment issues just from people leaving me or dying my whole life, and I still struggle with that sometimes. This is the first time that I haven't really. For the most part, like 99% of the time, I'm great. Other times, I can like battle inner demons of, oh man, for sure she's going to leave. But that's rare. It's really rare. And it's not anything she does. It's just me fighting those back. And I'm watching it decline as well inside of me. So I think it's that not creeping in, because I'm already feeling it not creeping in at all. And I think that it's just having that official, hey, you sign a piece of paper, you can't leave me now, Caitlin. If you do, it's going to cost you money. So don't do that. I think that's really what it is. It's like even more definitive. It's like, this is it. It's like, I feel like I'm tricking her. I feel like I'm tricking her into marrying me. Like, why would someone as funny and cool and smart and educated and like, there are all these things. And I'm like, does she? Like, it's like, I want her to go, ew, ew, and rub her eyes like when you clean the glass and go like, do you understand what nutcase you're marrying? So I think it's like I finally trapped her and the gate is closed. I think that's what I'm looking forward to. So,
well, looking forward to seeing your guys' wedding pictures. I bet it's going to be awesome.
We're only doing Polaroids.
Yeah.
That's not true. Well, listen, there's that. We were going to do 30 minutes. We did almost 50.
Yeah.
I just enjoy these so much. I love the questions. I love to be challenged on these questions. I always go back and we don't really edit these unless there's some sort of like, okay, unmute your mic, that kind of stuff. We'll cut some of that out sometimes, but we don't edit these because I want it to be as real as raw as possible. And I know I'm going to leave this room and think I was a douchebag for one of my answers. So let's just have that conversation here all together. I'm sorry, you have kids here, David. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're fine.
Sorry, kids.
Their language is worse than yours.
Okay, sorry about that.
Two things.
I know. Now I'm gonna feel like a real weenie about two things. One, that, and then two, I really struggle with, I would say talking about, but more so admitting to success. Not that I'm not super pumped to have successful things happen to me, but I feel like it's a hard thing to talk about it. It's a hard thing to talk about and still feel like people like you and care. So when I go, I've come out of that, I don't think I'm any better than anybody else. I think I did a lot of work, had a lot of people looking out for me, had a lot of great people around me, got out, have seen the situations, have seen even in tax situations, even in education, how my people, poor people, are taken advantage of, and they're never let out of the cycle because they're not taught how to get out of the cycle. And I say that, and I say, I'm out of that now, and I've seen it, and I want to go back and help it, but I always feel like when I go, I'm out of that now, people go, what a weenie that guy is. And that is what I will leave this conversation and will eat my hair tonight worried about. Because that stuff bothers me. It doesn't bother me to be successful. I'm proud of it. But I never want people to feel like I'm not on their team anymore because of it. If anything, it shows me why that is my team forever. And I'm blessed enough. I need to look out for my people because people looked out for me. So I'll ask, you can be honest with me. Was that just the worst, most out of touch answer that I gave to that question?
No.
Okay. I don't know, Mike. They're not very, they're not super pumped about that. Adrian, you tell me your feelings on that. Be honest with me.
You do a great job at what you do. There's no reason why you should ever feel like a weenie for anything. You do a great job.
David, can your kids hear the word weenie?
They can't hear me.
No, yeah, they're good.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, that's what I will focus on, and I will not go look at the Bobby Bone Show Facebook page after this. I will only look at the B-Team page. That Bobby Bone Show page, I don't understand. Why do you click on that page if you hate me so much? Not you guys. You guys are cool. We're cool. We're all cool here. Cool. We're all cool. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you for
listening to the show. Thank you for following me, trailing me around the country in your VW bug, David. I appreciate that. I'm going to send you something for sure just to show my appreciation. But all of you guys, just honored you'd spend an hour with me here on Zoom and would care enough about what I have to say. We definitely have a community here, and I appreciate you guys so much. So from me to you, have a good night, and goodbye, friends.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Wow. Bye, Bobby.
Bye, guys.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.